During the day and night, if a person, actually there are ulama who have sort of tried and achieved, because their whole day, 24 hours, is spent in prayer, right? They're still walking, but they're in the halat of prayer. They're talking, they're in halat of prayer. So, and then the other thing is the motions that we do of the ruku and sujood and so forth, you can kind of shorten them. Do the bare minimum. Like for example, touching your seven parts that you do for your sister, right? Instead of coming up completely, you can just lift your forehead from the sister, huh? And then when you put it back, that's the second one. Right? So you can actually shorten those movements.
This prayer just now short.
Yeah.
It's not using anywhere.
Well, what short prayer? No, there is, I mean, you know how they said that if you go fast in sijda and your head hits the sijda guard, and then it bumps and it comes off and then goes back, that's the second sijda. So if you've done already that, then those are two sijdas, and if you do one more, then you're adding one, and then your prayer will be batil. So that is already mentioned there, right? Now what I'm saying is that if you're reading Mustahab Namaz, or even if you are reading Wajib Namaz and you happen to have less time, you can actually do that, so that you can, within that time frame, you're able to read that prayer. What happens with us is that we think that if the motions are slower, or our recitation is slower, or we take longer, then we will be more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already here. He's never left me. From the time that I was created, He's never left me. I cannot go away from Him. So it's not that He's far away. The problem is that, not that even I am far away. The problem is that I'm far away from my own self. And the more that I start knowing myself, the closer I can connect to that entity that I call God.
Okay.
And the less that I know myself, the slower and harder it is going to be for me to connect to that entity. So it is possible that if knowing myself, man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu, like Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet has also said that whoever knows himself or herself actually ends up knowing his or her Lord. So the more that you know about yourself, you're praying, if your prayer takes 30 seconds, even in 2 seconds, you can be connected to that entity. But if you don't know yourself, you can be doing 1,000 rakat all night, and not even once, you connected with that being. So inshallah, we have, I've spent 40 years trying to understand myself, but I still don't know who I am. Imagine other people claiming, oh, I know you, you spent 40 years with your own self, you don't know, and you spent 10 years with me and you know me. That's not possible. So we should try to understand our own selves, and in that process we will understand that it is not that God is away from us, it is not that we are away from Him, it's just that we are away from our own self. We have gotten so much caught up with our lowly desires and our instincts that has made us in a heedless state where we can't even feel the existence of Allah. And the more that you start realizing what is important and what should be done and what should not be done and how you should be and what goes around comes around and all this other stuff, you get you're able to connect much faster and longer.
All these people, say for example, these children and babies in Africa, they're all dying by the millions every day, by thousands every day, because of hunger or terrorism.
Right.
So what's their purpose in life?
Right. You see, the thing is, this particular topic is going to deal with one is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is the way that He has created everything and how everything has their place. Okay? Like in this system that He has created, there is a place for shaitan as well. Right? If shaitan was not to deceive me and to deceive others, then the concept of heaven and hell does not exist. Right? But now, when you start looking at the existence of shaitan in the connection of the whole universe and the system, it does have a place. But now if you start looking at that existence through the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to start to have a lot more questions. Right? The thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to anybody. It is the people who do injustice to each other. Like, I go to the mall, I only need one loaf of bread, I end up buying 10. I come home, I only use one, and I throw the 9. These 9 loaves that I have thrown, the way things are connected with each other, became the reason why people are dying of hunger. If I had used just that one loaf of bread, which was my need, then 9 loaves of bread that went in garbage would have found themselves in the stomachs of those people who are hungry. How this would have happened, it is amazing, and we can't even come close of comprehending it. If you just think about this cup of tea, right? Somebody somewhere, is it Tetley? Tetley comes from where?
India.
Somewhere in India, somebody planted a small tree of tea. It grew, I don't know how long it took, it grew. Somebody went and plucked those leaves, put them in a whole huge pile of leaves. Somebody sorted them, dried them, then packaged them and everything else, put into those tiny bags. And then somebody had to go and buy that tetley, and then somebody had to invite me to come to Calgary. We were supposed to get this particular place, and I was supposed to get this mug from someone's house. And all of those things had to come together so I can have a cup of tea. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
We can never even, our minds just get baffled. So just like how our minds get baffled and we can't seem to understand how I was able to get this and how many things were connected, those people who are dying of poverty, though there's 1 billion people who are living $1 a day. There's 165 million people who are living on 50 cents a day. There are close to a billion or almost 2 billion people who are dying. Clean water of so many people is not there. You know why? Because 25% of the world's population who happens to live in the part of the world that we live in is using up 70% of the natural resources of the world and creating 80% of the pollution in the world. So when 25% is going to end up using 70% of the natural resources of the world, then what is the 70% going to do? Right? Those people whose resources we are using, then what are they going to do? They're going to die of hunger. So this injustice of poverty and hunger is actually created by man's own hands because of a few desires that their desires never finish. That they want more and more and more. And we used to have a farm in Niagara on the Lake. We used to do fruit farming. 70% or close to 80% of the fruit that would come on the tree would be waste. 10 to 15% that we were able to actually, because they had, you know, government of the province of Ontario had these like specific scales that the peach had to fit in. If there was one dot on the peach, it was rejected. When the branch is there, if there's 100 peach, we have to take out about 70 so that the 30 have enough space to come up with that size. And with all of that, 70 to 80% of the food was wasted. The 20% out of that, 10 to 15% used to reach the market. With the shelf life of peaches, which is very little, a lot of the supermarkets, they cannot sell that fruit that fast. It goes in garbage. Right? So the thing is, all of these things is because the insatiable desire of a few, which is making the world in the state that it is today. And then guess what? Those same people who are taking the 70-80% of the natural resources of the world, they end up having these charities who are saying we're going to go and feed the children who don't have food. Baba, if you don't want them to be hungry, if you want them to have food, stop having your, you know, control your desires. You are the ones who make them hungry. Now you're going to say we're going to go, after they are going through this cycle of dehydration and everything, we're going to feed them. Doesn't make sense. Like, I go in someone's house, I steal, and then after stealing their goods, I say to them, okay, just for you to survive, I'll be able to give you some. But it was not yours to take. And this is not help. It's actually, you should be persecuted for robbery that you've done. Not be called a saint. That's not sainthood. Stealing from others? Yeah, okay, Robin Hood maybe. Robin Hood was stealing from the rich and giving it to the poor. Right? So, that is the reason. It does not necessarily have to do with Allah SWT has given all sustenance to everybody. It is man's injustice that is bringing about these things. Okay, first thing to do is that, what is the purpose of the human being's creation? Can you say it in one or two sentences? Which, obviously, I didn't hear that, and I cannot say it in one or two sentences, but the first person of any human being is to recognize the Creator who's created him or her. Because if we cannot recognize, at least come to the point that there is a Creator. A person should not live a life saying that there is no Creator, nobody created me, everything happened at a big bang and there was, you know, just chaos, and then out of chaos was order. The more and more that science is actually progressing, the more and more the scientists are starting to realize that there is an entity which is all-powerful and there is a designer who's designed all of this universe. And now the science is not just in universe, it's actually going into multiverses. If you read the string theory or quantum physics or any of those things, it's amazing stuff. It's like Star Trek stuff. You know, warp speed, wormholes, and you can bend time and space, and you can have all these vortexes, and everything is pretty cool. You know, I kind of like that stuff, so it's, you know, I sort of read about it. But as human beings are going higher and higher in science and technology, they're realizing that there is a Creator. Once you recognize that there is a Creator, then you have to ask, what does the Creator or that designer has designed for me? What does the Creator want from me? And for that, obviously, we know that 124,000 prophets have come, where Jesus Christ is part of the prophets of Islam. We call it Hazrat Isa. Moses is part of the prophets of Islam. Abraham is part of the prophets of Islam. Adam was the first prophet of Islam, right? Jacob was a prophet of Islam. And all of the prophets that have been mentioned in the Judaic faith or in Christianity are actually the prophets of Islam, in which we believe, and we believe in their teachings and we believe in them. Because there has to be a medium for guidance of communication between that Creator and us. So when you go through this sort of process, you come to the point where you understand that what you were created for. So if a person says, oh, it was just Big Bang, everything, evolution, we came from apes, and we are no better than, you know, they were just through the process of 3.6 billion years of evolution we have come about, then okay, then to get a humanity, the humanity that exists, they're actually coming to this conclusion and they're making up their own religion now. If you guys want, I can talk about one of them, but it might be a bit of a far-fetched idea. Can I? There's a religion that's coming up and it's up and coming, and you probably will see a lot of people converting to it. It's the theory is called ancient astronauts.
Aliens.
History Channel has this documentary which they have shown for about 4 seasons. Each season has about 10 to 14 episodes, where they're saying that there is an ultimate power, but these people who say their religion is actually talking about heaven and descending, and gods descending, and mediums and guidance and books and all this other stuff, is actually just ETs who came down on Earth 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, 14,000 years ago, and they actually gave this technology and knowledge to mankind, and because mankind could not understand, started calling them God. And with that ancient astronaut theory, they are trying to prove every single thing. The concept of devil, good and evil, cults, Charles Manson, Revelation, Christ, disciples of Christ, Bible, some of the verses of Quran, and all of this other stuff. The miraculous birth of Hazrat Isa, the son of Jesus Christ, the way he was born, everything through that theory. And because they've come to the conclusion that there is an ultimate power out there in the universe which has created everything. And the more science is going to go ahead, the more they will realize that there is a creator, and then the next natural evolution or progress is going to be. And eventually people will realize that there was only one religion that was brought. It was the people who changed it and put different names for it and had theories and ideas, and people started following. And now we have hundreds of religions, and new religions are coming up on a daily basis. You guys should know about this. Are we done?
Yes.
May Allah Shantan bless you all. May Allah Shantan forgive our sins. May Allah Shantan increase in our ability to serve Him. May Allah Shantan allow our hearts to be guided. May Allah Shantan get us to the truth and the straight path. May Allah Shantan give us the ability to become the true slaves and followers of the coming of the Imam, of the Imam of our time. May he come as soon as possible. And we can end it with this dua as we had started with this dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatu wa alayhi wa ala abai fi hazihi sa'a wa fi kulli sa'a waliyyan wa hafidhan wa qa'idhan wa nasirun wa dalilun wa a'ina hatta tuskinahu wa ardaka tawwa wa tumatri'ahu fiha tabila rahmatika ya
ar-Rahman.
Oh, you have to record.